Okay, we'll do one from the opening Mishnah in the Megillah to start. Mesachas Megillah. The opening Mishnah Mesachas Megillah says, when is Purim? What are the days that are eligible for Kriyas HaMegillah? What does it say? Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, Yud Gimel, Yud Dalet, Hasvav. What's the next words in the Mishnah? Lo Pachos, Velo Yoser. So the Vilna Gaon says, what does it mean, Lo Pachos, Velo Yoser? And Rashi comments on 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, Palman Bazeh, sometimes this day, sometimes that day. What's Rashi adding? So the Gra said a very interesting thing. The Gra says that if you add up the days in which you can read the Megillah, the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, so let's add it up. What's 11 plus 12 plus 13 plus 14 plus 15? Right, 65 is how we pronounce Hashem's name. Ado, right? Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yud. 65. How is Hashem's name written? Yud Kei Vav Kei. What's the gematria of Yud Kei Vav Kei? 26. So says the Vilna Gaon, Megillah Nikreis, just to see. You're wondering, looking in the Megillah, 167 psukim, not one mention of God's name. Where is Hashem in the Megillah? The Menos HaLevi, or Shlomo HaLevi Alkevitz, the author of Lecha Dodi, he says that the 167 psukim is a hint to Hashem's name. Because we say every day, in Kabbalah Salma HaShemayim, Shema Yisrael, what does a Jew need to know? Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. So Shlomo Levi Alkevitz in his commentary on Megillas Esther says, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is Gematria 167. That's why there are 167 psukim in the Megillah. The whole thing is Hashem. Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad is expressed through the Megillah. Okay. But the Vilna Gaon says, where is Hashem hinted to on Purim? In the days that you can read. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 adds up to what? Hashem's name, the way it's pronounced. The way that it's spelled is 26. Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei is 26. So the Mishnah says, when do you read the Megillah? On the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. Lo Pachos, not on the 10th. Lo Yoser, not on the 16th. Right? So the Megillah is 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, Gematria, the way we pronounce Hashem's name. But it's not 10 and 16. It's not the way that Hashem's name is written. Why? Because Megillah is Esther. Because it's hidden. It's a book of Galus. And the Vilna Gaon says, again based on the Gemara, Lo kishani nichtav ani nikra. I'm not pronounced the way that I'm written. Lasid lavo, hopefully in the future, we'll be able to pronounce Hashem's name, Yud Kei Vav Kei, the way it's actually written. But right now, it's Lo Pachos V'lo Yoser. We don't say it like that. We only say it the way that it's pronounced. But that's the pshat in the Rashi, he says. Pa'amim bazeh, pa'amim bazeh. Rashi's saying, sometimes you read it the way that we read it, Ado, the way we pronounce it. And sometimes, hopefully in the future, we'll be zochet to pronounce it a little bit differently. But that's the hope. And that's a hint in the opening Mishnah on Mesachas Megillah. Yeah, what do you want to say?
It was in the Torah Wall Screen this week.
Yeah.
That the 65 representing
yeah.
Ado, like Hashem's, like how Hashem was in the natural
world. Right,
within
Teva, exactly.
Right,
Lamal and Teva. So Purim, which was a miracle that took place in Teva, the days of Purim are 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, which is the name of Hashem, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yod, as Hashem expresses himself in Teva. Yeah.
That's what was 65 again?
The 5 days that the Megillah says, Megillah and Nikris, the Megillah can be read.
What was it?
On 11, 12, 13, 14, 15.
Yeah. What was how you say Hashem's name?
The way we pronounce it. Baruch, Ata, Ado, the way we pronounce Hashem's name. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and Yod is the way that we pronounce it. And that's Gematria 65. Versus the way it's written, Yud Kei Vav Kei, and we're not allowed to say it like that. Okay, so that's one nice shot. Okay, let's go further. Okay, it says in the Megillah in the second parak. Do you have a Megillah in here? It says in the second parak, Uvehigia Tur Na'ara V'Na'ara Lavo. Right, when each of the girls came before the Malach. Perek Beis, Pasuk Yud Beis. So the Gra very often will darshan a trup. Right? He darshans the trup on the word. You know this one?
Yeah.
You know this one or you know another one?
Possibly.
Okay, here's what he says. It says, right, when each of the girls lined up to come for Achashverosh during the beauty pageant, so of course every girl wanted to be selected. So what does it say? What's the trup when it says, Uvihigia tur na'ara v'na'ara, when each girl's turn came, it says, Kadma v'azla. That's the trup. Kadma va'asla. What's kadma va'asla? What does that mean?
Go.
Right? She code them. She wanted to be first online. Va'asla. She wanted to come before the king. I want the opportunity to be selected. But when it says that Esther, v'higia tur Esther, bas Avichayel, when it was Esther's turn, the trump is anything but kadmav azla. What's the trump on Esther coming before the king? Munach, munach. What's munach, munach? Munach, menucha. I'm not going anywhere. You don't have to schlep me there. So all the other girls, kadmav azla, they were racing to be the first ones online. Esther says, munach, munach. I'm not interested in getting involved. And that's why the pasuk says, "Vatilakach Esther." Esther was taken. The only way they were going to get her to come was to take her, was to force her there. But you see, hinted to in the chop, that Esther was not interested in coming before Achashverosh. Okay, so tupsha. Number 3. V'chol avdei haMelech asher b'shar haMelech kor mishtachavim laHaman ki kein siva lo haMelech uMordechai lo yichrav lo yishtachav. So we mentioned this already when we learned the Kedusha Slavi's piece. We said that the Vilna Gaon is a very similar pshat to the Kedusha Slavi. He writes, Kol kina shel Haman haysal asher hegid lahem Mordechai shebishvil shehu Yehudi einenu mishtachana. Right? What got Haman so angry? The fact that Mordechai kept announcing the fact that the reason I'm not bowing down to you is because I'm a Jew. The way that we learned it in Kedusha Slavi is that Mordechai being part of the noble class, Mordechai having his position of authority in the government, Mordechai was technically exempt from bowing down for Haman. But Mordechai kept announcing, Haman, I want you to know why I'm not bowing down to you. I'm not bowing down to you for one reason and one reason only, because I'm a Jew, and Jews don't bow down to Rasham. And people in that generation, even the Jews of the generation, right, they saw how stubborn Mordechai was. And they were so frustrated with him that he wasn't going to be able to be changed. And the Jews themselves came to Mordechai and said, Mordechai, just keep quiet. Why are you making noise? Why do you have to announce? Right? But Mordechai made it known. That he made it known to Haman to make sure that everyone knows that Mordechai Yehudi lo yichav lo yishtachav. And everyone said, you don't have to announce that. Why do you have to announce that? And Mordechai said, I do need to announce it. It's an important yisod. I think what the Gra is saying, in terms of our Avodas Hashem, when you see other people compromising, so you have to be that much more vocal in the opposite direction. Meaning if everyone else is towing the line, so then you can also. But when you see people losing and slipping away, you need to announce, how does a Jew act? And you need to let people know how a Jew acts. Rav Moshe Feinstein said, for example, Bizman Hazeh, it's very bad for parents to have religious piety that they keep from their children. Meaning there's a very chashev thing to not show off everything that I do religiously. I have a secret thing that I learn, a secret thing that I do, a secret chesed that I'm involved in. I don't need everyone to know about it. Hatznei alechas im Hashem Elokecha, to do things privately. But Moshe Feinstein said, he writes it in the Darash Moshe, that Bizman Hazeh, a parent, has to display everything from that they do so that their kids can learn from it. We don't have the time to hide our religion. Why? Because the world is so negative that I need to actively try to display to the world that I'm still a Jew. So that's the pshat. Haman got so angry at Mordechai because he saw that Mordechai wasn't allowing things to slip away. Everyone said, Mordechai, just keep quiet. No, I want Haman to know that I'm not bowing down to him for one reason and one reason only, because I'm a Jew. And I think it's an important shot in terms of our own practical avodas Hashem. Okay, so that's number 3. Number 4 from the Vilna Gaon. Now there's two versions of this story, but you have to know this part. This is a very important part. It really explains part of the salvation of Klal Yisrael. I'll read you both versions. Okay, one version is that a man, a mysterious man, appeared before the Gra one year on Purim. Right? It wasn't a malach, it was a person. A person of flesh and blood. Never saw him before. But this fellow shows up, and he says to the Gra, Heichan merumas b'megillas Esther, shehagezeira haisa chatuma betit v'lo bedam. Where do we see hinted to in the Megillah that the decree was sealed with plaster, and it wasn't signed and sealed in blood? The Medrash says that if something is sealed in blood, it can't be overturned. The reason that Haman's decree was overturned was because it was only sealed in earth, in teeth, in mud, in dirt, in earth. And it wasn't with the seal of, the stamp, wasn't sealed in blood. That's what the Medrash says, right? That Eliyahu told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Medrash, how is it possible that things were overturned? Because it was sealed with a wax seal and it wasn't sealed in blood. So someone appeared before the Vilna Gaon one time and said, Rebbe, where is there a proof to this Medrash? So he said, the fellow answered the Gra before the Gra could respond. He said, I'll tell you where it is. Told the Vart to the Gra. He says to the Gra, the Pasuk says, Imal Melech Tov, in the third parak, if it's good for the king, right, you should write that the Jews can be killed. What's the lesson of the pasuk? Write about the Jews, le'avdam. Right? Kasher avadati avadati. Aleph beis dalet. Le'avdam. Allow the Jews to be destroyed. So this elderly person who appeared miraculously before the Gra says, that's the proof in the Megillah that it wasn't sealed in blood. It says that Haman asked Achashverosh to sign it, to write it, to destroy them, le'avdam. But le'avdam is lo bidam. Lo bidam, not with blood. It wasn't sealed with blood. And the Vilna Gaon heard this pshat. He said that this was a big tzaddik, and he was very taken by it. That's one version of the story. The more typical version that's told is that Rav Chaim Volozhiner was having his Purim Suda. Rav Chaim Volozhiner was the student of the Vilna Gaon, and this fellow showed up, and he said, I'm a poor person, if you give me a nice donation, Matanos Lavyonim, I'll tell you an amazing vart. So he says, what's the Vart? So he asked him this question. He said, where do we see a hint in the Megillah? Right? He said, I'll tell you something in Yanad Yoma, that a new Chiddush, no one's ever said in the world before. Where do we see in the Megillah that the seal, that the decree was not sealed in blood? So Chaim Volozhiner said, I don't know. So he said, La'avdam, lo bidam. Lo bidam. Not in blood. And then he gave him the money, and he disappeared. So when Rav Chaim Volozhiner told this to the Vilna Gaon, he says, you know who that man was? It's the same man who told Moshe Rabbeinu in the Medrash, That the Jews were able to survive because it wasn't sealed in blood. Who is the man in the Medrash who told it to Moshe Rabbeinu? Eliyahu Hanavi. He said, Eliyahu Hanavi came to you, and it was a big schus that it was revealed to you that this chiddush on Purim. That's the story. Okay, so you got to know that. You got to know. Where in the Megillah do we see a hint that the Jewish people had to survive? That the seal, even though it was signed and sealed, but it was only sealed betit v'lo b'dam, it was sealed with plaster, mortar, it wasn't sealed with blood, because the pasuk says, Imel Melech Tov Yichasiv Al Yehudim Le'avdam. Le'avdam is Lobadam. Okay? What is that? Number four for us today? Okay, let's do two more. And then we'll stop for the day. Yeah. The Pasuk says, in the sixth parak, Haman ba lechatzer beis ha-melech ha-chitzona. Haman came to the king's outer courtyard to ask the king if he can kill Mordechai. To ask the Melech, L'tolosas Mordechai ala eitz asher heichin lo. To hang Mordechai on the gallows that were prepared for him. So the Gemara says in Megillah Daf Tes Zayin, the Gemara says, asher heichin lo, which he prepared for him, which Haman prepared for Mordechai, says the Gemara, Tana, was taught in the Braisa, lo heichin. For himself it was prepared. Heichin lo, lo heichin. He prepared it for him, some other him, Mordechai. And really, lo heichin, he prepared it for himself. So the Vilna Gaon said, what's the Gemara being mechadish here? What's the difference? Heichin lo heichin. What's the Gemara even saying here? The lechora lo nischadish maimer chadash b'masha amar kodem. Right? The pasuk says, asher heichin lo. It was prepared for him. It's an anonymous hymn. It doesn't say asher heichin lo Mordechai. It was prepared for him. So the Gemara says, oh, flip it around. Not heichin lo heichin. Same words. It says the same thing. What's the Gemara trying to say? What's the chiddush of the Tana? Right? Asher heichin lo, Tana, lo heichin. The other way around. What's the pshat? So the Gra said a beautiful pshat. The Gra said that no. The Tana is actually saying more. When Haman prepared the gallows for Mordechai, Asher Heichin Lo, and the Tana is taught in the Braisa, Lo Heichin, for himself it was prepared, he was really being Merames. The Tana, who taught this, was really being Merames to a Pasuk. There's a Pasuk in the seventh parak of Tehillim. The Pasuk says, V'lo Heichin Kli Mavis. For him it shall be prepared a trap of death. Right, so the Tana is being merames to the Pasuk. That's why the Tana said, lo heichin. We understood. The Pasuk says, heichin lo. For him it was prepared. The Tana said, lo heichin. But the Tana is being merames to the Pasuk. That a wicked person, lo heichin klei mavis. Right? That the person who plots evil against others, he's preparing a trap for himself. So the Tana is actually being merames to the Pasuk in Tehillim to teach us, yeah, this is what happens to a Rasha. A Rasha who tries to do harm to other people is a person who will eventually, v'nahafachu, it'll all be overturned on his head. V'kibel ha-Yehudim, parak tes. Two short ones. V'kibel ha-Yehudim es asher heichelu lasos es asher kosav Mordechai aleihem. It says, v'kibel ha-Yehudim, right? Kimu v'kiblu. V'kibel ha-Yehudim, then kimu v'kiblu. He says, the Gras said, why does it say v'kibel, lashon yachid, Hayehudim Lashon Rabbim. It should say V'kiblu HaYehudim. What V'kibel HaYehudim? Why is it Lashon Yachid and then Lashon Rabbim? So the Vilna Gaon explained the beautiful Pshat. The Gra said, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he was being taught the Torah, was taught what? Was taught everything. And the Gemara's example of Moshe being taught everything was Afilu Megillas Esther. Moshe Rabbeinu knew about Megillas Esther. He had learned Megillas Esther. Right? Moshe had learned Megillas Esther. Says the Gra, that's the Pshat. V'kibel HaYehudim. What an individual had once received, now the entire Jewish people receives. Who was the individual who previously had received this? Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Shekulam nitnu l'Moshe v'Sinai. Everything, all of Tanakh was given to Moshe at Har Sinai. So v'kibel, that which originally Moshe was mekabel as a yachid, now Klal Yisrael is zocha as a tzibur to be zocha to Megillas Esther. Moshe knew about it long before. Moshe knew Kol HaTorah Kula. Moshe knew, the Gemara says, every chiddush that anyone's ever going to say. So when you have a chiddush this afternoon, when you're learning Megillas Esther and you're thinking about what we learned today, and you're all of a sudden come up with a chiddush, you should just know Moshe Rabbeinu already had it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure. You could say that's I would say that's the Pashup Pshat also. That's because of the Achdus of the time. That's why Kimu V'Kiblu is also Lashon Yachid. Yeah. It's written Kimu V'Kibel. It's a Korean Ksiv. We read it Kimu V'Kiblu. It's actually written Kimu V'Kibel. So the Gras says, Kibel HaYehudim, you should just know that Moshe Rabbeinu always had Megillas Esther. And again, that's also something to think about. If there's a Moshe's connection to the Megillah, and there's a lot there. Definitely a lot there. Moshe, Medrash says, Mordechai in his door was like Moshe Rabbeinu in his door. Okay? And last but not least, last one for today. V'hayamim perek tes pasuk chav ches. V'hayamim ha'ela nizkarim v'na'asim b'chol dor v'dor mishpacha mishpacha v'zichrav lo yasuf mizaram. And its memory will never leave the descendants. So believe it or not, it's quoted here from the Vilna Gaon that the Gra said the same vart that's attributed to the Baal Shem Tov and the Magid of Mezrich and the Baruch of Mezvuj, all the early tzaddikim. They said the same vart that the Gra says. The Mishnah says in Megillah, Mishnah Maseches Megillah says, Hakore as a Megillah l'mafreya, lo yatza. If you read the Megillah backwards, lo yatza. Right? It says here in Nizkar and Venasim, the Gemara has a drasha, just like the days of the calendar go in order, so too the Megillah has to be read in order. Okay? Shemati om b'shem agon mivilna. The hainu shakore as a Megillah, v'kavanaso shenasa lo neis mikvar. If a person reads the Megillah and you read it as a thing of the past, it's very chashavar. Usually it's attributed to the Baal Shem Tov or the Maggid. If a person reads the Megillah and he says, this is an old story, a history book. Right? Once upon a time, Hashem made a big miracle for Klal Yisrael. If you don't realize that every day your story is a Megillah, your whole life is one big Megillah. If you read it as a thing of the past, right, as lo ata, not something now, avur ze lo yatza. Hakor Megillah mafreya, if you read the Megillah backwards. You say, the Megillah was something that happened long ago. Right? Rather, raki yachshav she'ata nasalanu anes. Rather, what should a Jew think? That every day my life's a Megillah. Every day there's Hamans and there's Achashverosh's and there's a Kodesh Baruch Hu there, but I don't see him because he's not mentioned in the Megillah and he's not mentioned, you don't see him in our time also because of the Hester upon him. If a person connects deeply to the Megillah and understands that this is the story of my life, Mishum Demakish Zechira La'asiya, Ma'asiya L'mafreya Lo, just like the Asiya, just like the happening of one's life goes forward, right? So too the Zechira has to be going forward. Megillah is not a book of the past, it's a book of the future. And that's why the Rambam says that all of the Sifrei Tanakh are going to be batal when Mashiach comes. There's only one Sefer we take with us to Mashiach, and that's the Sefer called Megillas Esther. So we have to try to connect, and we read the story. We can't read it as a story of Mordechai and Esther. We have to read it as a story of myself and my wife and my children and my family, and my community, and you know, my time period in history. That's the Vart. Of course, the Megillah Mafreya Lo Yat. All right? The Rambam passes in the second parak of Hilchos Megillah that all of the books of Tanakh are going to be batal, with the exception of the Chamisha Chumshei Torah and Megillas Esther. And then the Rambam says the Purim is also not going to be batal. It's a messianic holiday. But it becomes more true in each generation, right? The Hester Panim gets darker. Hashem's presence is less revealed, just like Megillah doesn't have God's name in it. But at the same time, the salvation of a Jew from one day to the next is not any less significant than the salvation of Klal Yisrael and Purim. All right? So some beautiful insights from the Vilna Gaon to think about. Okay, Shkaya Chevra. Have a great day.